heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Sheikh, we once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this program have got a segment where we follow and revive the sunnah. We learn one sunnah and we take it as a challenge to act upon until next Wednesday. So be with us. Huge amount of knowledge you're going to get, you're going to learn inshallah. But before we proceed, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention that I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you make this intention, you watch from beginning till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Today's topic is generosity of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We'll look at blessed character of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and especially the feature where his generosity stands out, insha'Allah azza wa jalla. Let me begin with Abdullah Hawzani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's narration. He is narrated, I met the Mu'adhin of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyuna Bilal Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala an, in Halab, Syria, and asked him about the expenses made by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, I was responsible for spending the wealth of the greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I performed this job from the time Prophethood was announced until his apparent departure from this mortal world. When any Muslim who needed clothing came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he would order me and I would borrow money from someone, Allahu Akbar, buy a shawl and give to that Muslim and feed him as well. Wah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. No, was not heard. Even borrowing was done to help the needy. This is the blessed character of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jood and saha and generosity of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. He further says, one day, a polytheist, i.e. person who believes in more than one God, came to me and said, O Bilal, do not borrow money from anyone except me. I have a lot of wealth. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and said, I did as I was asked by the polytheist. One day, I made wudu and stood to make the adhan. When I saw the polytheist approaching me, he was accompanied by many traders. He spoke ill of me a lot and said, do you know how many days are left in repayment? I.e. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala said, the time of repayment has approached, meaning come near. He said, only 4 days are left. If you do not appear and repay the debt within 4 days, I will make you my slave and will make you graze my goats as you used to do. That's how he threatened him. Listening to this, I became worried. After offering Salatul Isha, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to his blessed home. Taking permission, I humbly entered and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed to you. The polytheist that I borrowed money from has threatened me to make me his slave. We both have nothing to repay the debt. He will disgrace me. Please allow me to go to those people who have become Muslims so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant as much wealth upon his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam as is needed to repay my debt. Saying this, I left. In the morning, I came out to go somewhere. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala says, meanwhile, a person came running and said, O Bilal, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has called you. When I reached him, I saw that there were four camels fully loaded with items. I asked for permission to enter. Then the greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, congratulations. Allah has provided the means to repay your debt. He then asked, did you see four camels? I humbly said, yes. He said, the ruler of Falak has sent these camels. Keep all grains and clothes loaded on them and repay your debt with them. Obeying the order, I did as ordered. I then came to Masjid and made salam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He asked, what benefit did you receive from this wealth? I humbly said, Allah Azza wa Jal has assisted me to pay all the debt his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had. He asked, is there anything left from that wealth? I humbly said, yes. He said, spend it. I will not go home until it is distributed. Allahu Akbar Kabira. After completing Isha Salah, he called me and asked about the remaining wealth. I humbly said, I still have it. I could not find any needy person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stayed in the masjid at night. The next day, he called me again after Isha Salah. I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Almighty has relieved you. Subhanallah. Listening to this, he called out the takbir and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was distressed that death may arrive whilst I still possess those items. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I then followed him until he entered his blessed home. This is mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawood, volume 3, page 232, hadith 3055. Respected viewers of Madinah, did you see the generosity of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam? Allahu Akbar. One is, if needy comes, he is not said no. La kehna adat nahi Rasulullah. No was not the habit. He was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant whoever comes to you. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's generosity was such that even he would borrow money to help the needy, to fulfill the need of the needy. This was next level of generosity. He wouldn't keep for himself, rather he was such great personality ever graced the face of this earth that he would give others, subhanallah, in such a way that you would be amazed to notice the level of generosity as we inshallah establish this topic. When you look at those accounts which talk about the sahabat of Mustafa, jood of Mustafa, generosity of Mustafa, You become amazed. Then you say, Lab ke liyama kitho sona tere naal da. Labba te taaj hove koi. Sona tere naal da. We cannot find like of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How can one find someone like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because there is none created like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi. Ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi. Jaise mere sarkar hai. Aisa nahi koi. No doubt, there is none like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create anyone like Rasulullah. In generosity also, there is no one like Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers, the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the world is sweet and luxurious, meaning beautiful. One who earns money in a halal way and spends it fulfilling its perfect rights. So one is earning halal and then spending and fulfilling according to its rights, meaning on halal things one should spend. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him reward and will make him enter Jannah. So the reward is Jannah. And one who earns money in a haram way and spends it in any unlawful thing that is contrary to Sharia, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter Darul Hawan, i.e. the home of humiliation. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Now, commenting on this very mentioned hadith, Allama Abdul Ra'uf Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated in the book Faizul Qadir, this shows that the world itself is not something bad, since it is a farm for the afterlife. Anyone who attains worldly things with shar'i permission will be helped by that thing in his afterlife. So, if someone has got wealth and he has earned it through halal means, and then he spends a halal way on halal things, right? Not in sins or impermissible acts. So, inshallah, this will give him reward in the hereafter. Because this is the farm of this world. And then he will reap its reward in the day after life. It will benefit. This is also a blessing. We should make up our minds to earn our sustenance through halal means. Shaykh ji ko fikr thi ik ik ke das das kijiye maut aap pahunchi ke sahib jaan wapas kijiye. We think that we have to live here forever, we will not die, right? And because of this, people forget what is halal and what is haram. They start earning haram. They start spending on haram acts. This is a sad reality. Not everyone, alhamdulillah. There are people who have got a mindset, who are Allah-fearing, who have got taqwa. They earn halal and they spend on halal. But respected viewers, this is something we need to learn from these narrations, that we should reflect upon that what is our source of income. Very much concerned about reading label halal on the shops also, if it is written halal or not, whether this chicken is halal, this meat is halal or not, right? The drink is halal or not, is there any other ingredients which are haram or not? We check a lot, we remain very much concerned. But the question is, are we concerned and worried about the source of income, the means we are earning that income? Is that through halal means or not? Once we get that from haram means and then we're spending it, what we are consuming then? Allahu Akbar. Luqma of haram, a morsel of haram? No, that should also not be the case. When we have to eat halal items, things or food, at the same time, we should have the income, a source of income through halal means too. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, sadaqah does not cause a decrease in wealth. And the bondsman who forgives, Allah azza wa jal elevates his honor due to his act of forgiveness. And the one who shows humility for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah grants him elevation. It is in Sahih Muslim. So three acts which have been mentioned. One is being generous, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helping those relatives who are in need, helping those neighbors who are in need, helping those friends they are in need, helping those needy they are in need. With this mindset that our wealth will not decrease, because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said it, absolutely, let's say 100%, probably more than that, surety, because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, this will not decrease your wealth. And subhanAllah, further we also learn that when we forgive others, subhanAllah, what will happen? His honor, his status will be raised. And the one who shows humility for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him elevation. His maqam is elevated. This is what we also learn. It was a great excellence of the absolute self-sufficiency of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he never liked to keep wealth at home. Rather, he would use to distribute it in the sadaqah, voluntarily, charity. Therefore, one day after he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after finishing the salah, got up quickly and went to his house and then came out. The blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were surprised. The noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whilst performing my salah, I remembered that I had some pieces of gold in my house and I disliked that it remains in my home while night approaches, so I have ordered it to be distributed. Sahih al-Bukhari. This is what, my Islamic brothers, is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to be generous and to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He did not want to keep wealth at home. He wanted to give away. He wanted to give to the needy. Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala and has stated, once while I was in the company of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the mountain of Uhud and said, if this mountain becomes gold for me, I would not like that even a single dinar of it remains with me for more than 3 days, except that dinar which I will keep for repaying my debts. This is also mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Respected viewers, relating the great virtue of generosity of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the most generous of all people, and he used to reach the peak in generosity in the month of Ramadan. When the Honorable Jibra'il alayhi salam visited him, Jibra'il alayhi salam would arrive every night in Ramadan and they both would recite the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would show more generosity than the strong, uncontrollable wind. This is also mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. This is the jood of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Waah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera. Waah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera. Nahin sunta hi nahin maangne wala tera. धारे चलते हैं अका के वो है कतरा तेरा, तारे खिलते हैं सगा के वो है जर्रा तेरा, اغنیا پلتے ہیں در سے وہ ہے باڑا تیرا، اسفیا چلتے ہیں سر سے وہ ہے رستہ تیرا۔ سیدنا جابر بن عبداللہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ said, the nobles, رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم has never said لا no to anybody who asks for anything. This is mentioned in Shifa Sharif. So no was not heard from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. 170,000 dirhams were brought in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid those dirhams on a mat and started giving them away. No one returned empty-handed until he had finished them all. Allahu Akbar. Rather, لا ورب العرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا، بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی، ہم بھکاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فزو، اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی. This is not the habit of رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم to say no to someone. Whoever got any ni'mah, they got it from the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is distributed, is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beggars like us. Respect viewers, you're watching May the Best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we need to reflect at the same time when we hear about the blessed accounts of his jood and sakha, of his generosity. What is our state? Where do we stand? How generous we are? Or it is the opposite? Because we have to mirror the best. The role model, the best example to follow is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So what about in generosity? What about spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about helping the needy? How generous we are. Now let me explain further about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's conduct in this regard. Sometimes when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would buy something from a person, he would give that same thing back to the same person or another person after paying for it. Once beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bought a camel from Jabir bin Abdullah, and he later gave the same camel to him as present. Subhanallah. Is again mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Similarly, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam bought a baby camel from Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. Thereafter, he gave it to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. This is again mentioned in Bukhari. Hadith 2115. So how generous was our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? In different ways, he would help the people, right? So their self-esteem, okay, that is also not hurt, subhanallah, in certain ways whenever it was needed. But it was to educate us, for our ta'aleem, right, for our education. This is, we should also help the needy whenever possible, in any way, form or shape, best form or shape possible. We should also be generous. We should also develop this blessed habit to present gifts to each other with the intention of placing happiness into the hearts of Muslims. We should also mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this beautiful way. It increases love and affection and gets rid of hatred when you gift one another. So in the Atta Khurasani radiyallahu ta'ala and is narrated, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, shake hands with each other, it continues to remove hatred, and exchange gifts as it will lead to an increase in your love for each other. So if you want a solution to increase love between the Muslim brothers, or within our society, if we want that hatred is removed and the love prevails, what should we do? We should mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a way that we should also exchange gifts. We should also give gifts to each other. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. This way, we'll be able to have blessings. Respect viewers, now inshallah we will include one segment in our program, and that is sticking to Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this segment inshallah we'll try to find out how Sahaba Ikram and Ibn Ridwan and Awliya Allah, friends of Allah, they followed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Right? Let's include that segment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Respect your words. Sahaba Ikram and Ibn Ridwan or Awliya Allah, they always tried to follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, right, in best manner possible. This was the mindset of Sahaba Ikram and Ibn Ridwan, right? And in this segment, inshallah, we will look how our Buzurgan Deen, our pious predecessors, they did copy Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what should be our mindset? Hazrat Sayyiduna Majma' Ansari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, right? He talks about one saint Ali Rahma, that he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ihsan, the way he has favored me to save me from the luxuries of this world, right? It is this ihsan, this favor, what he has done upon me, that he has not given me so much luxurious wealth. Allahu Akbar. Is better than that ni'mah in the form of prosperity he would have given me. This is more in excellence. That's what he's not saying that is also other is bad. That is also ni'mah. But he says the ni'mah he has bestowed upon me by not giving me luxuries, okay, is more afdal, more excellent than had he provided me the prosperity. Both are ni'mas, but this one I like the more because it is more afdal, more in excellence. Now, why did he say that? He says, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like the world for his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his mindset. That's why I like those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, which he liked for his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, then those ni'mas which he did not like for his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Respective was friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at their mindset, how they would think. They wanted to mirror Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's character in every best manner possible. They could do. Even they liked the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah, and they wanted to imitate and copy that. Further, if we look at in generosity, the conduct of Sahaba Ikram and Sahabiyat, and how generous was Ahlul Bayt, the family of Prophet, Allahu Akbar. This is amazing. The generosity of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's impact had so much effect, this impact was so great on his own family members, that Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah, she also became so much generous. It is mentioned Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's wife, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was present, and various Sahaba Ikram alim Ridwan, they sent, and especially Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, they used to send gifts to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Once she got two sacks full of darahim, and she started distributing those coins until all complete wealth, whatever she had received, was finished and distributed. Now the Khadima servant, she said, Ummul Mu'mineen, today you were fasting. Allahu Akbar. It would have been better had you saved something for yourself to buy meat for your iftari. And upon this, she radiallahu ta'ala anha said, had you told me before, then I would have asked to get meat for one dirham. Allahu Akbar. Respect viewers, can you imagine? If you wanted, you would have kept all the wealth because that was a gift for her, right? And that would have been sufficient for him for all the years' expenses. That was that much wealth. Allah. But in one day, she had given all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave in sadaqah. So this was the uswa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She followed. She imitated. She copied. Right? Subhanallah. And the uswa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best role model. Sayyida Ummi Dharra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala sent 100,000 dirham, right? Two sacks full of 100,000 dirham to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha. And in the state she was, that she was fasting at that day. Hence, she asked for a big container and she started distributing those dirham coins until it became evening. So can you imagine how much money was there at that very moment? 100,000 dirham of that time. And all was distributed. And then she asked her khadima servant that bring iftari. Upon this, her khadima Ummi Zarra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that how good it would have been that the dirahim you had, the money you had, so you could have bought one, you could have bought meat for one dirham, only one dirham, and you could have broken your fast with that meat. Upon this, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that if I had known this before, I would have asked for one dirham's meat. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this was the conduct of Sahaba Ikram, Sahabiyat, how generous they were. Awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how generous they were. But what is our condition? Where do we stand? On the day of Jumu'ah, when we go to masjid, Imam Sahib ask for donations because our masajid, our centers, they are run through generous donations of Muslims, isn't it? So what do we do? I'm not telling everyone, mashallah, there are many generous people, but probably many are also seen putting their hands into their pockets and searching for the smallest, okay, coin which they can give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we buy trainers, when we buy joggers, when we buy maybe trousers or other clothing or jackets, we spend hundreds of pounds. But when it comes to giving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 50, 100 or 1,000 pounds, it becomes a burden for us. How sad this is. Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, they gave their lives. They gave their wealth. They gave each and everything they had for the sake of Deen Islam, for the sake of Deen, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did not keep anything at home. He would become worried, okay, to spend a night without distributing the wealth he had. Allahu Akbar. Same was the case with the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. She had seen Rasulullah alayhi sallallahu sallam to be generous in this way and how concerned he used to remain if wealth was at home. That's what she did. She also distributed. So what do we learn? Yes, let me clear one thing. Ulama, they've mentioned especially Sufia, they have mentioned that this dunya is not bad in a sense, it is in your surrounding. It should not come in your heart, meaning the love of dunya is bad. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed you with wealth, treat it as a ni'mah, earn it halal, spend it halal, marhaba. But remember, the ship which sails in the ocean, there is water all around it, massive. Big oceans are there, so much water is around it. It keeps on sailing, it does not sink. The moment water comes into that ship starts sinking and it gets drowned. Same as the example Sufia they've given. This dunya, if it comes in one's heart, then the destruction happens. If it is just in your surrounding, right, and you are treating it well, fulfilling its rights, right, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us, then it's okay. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you, has granted you, has given you wealth, then be generous. Help the needy. Remember Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, sadaqah does not decrease your wealth. You will get it multiplied. It's such a business you do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you always get it multiplied, right? Up to 700 times profit, 0% risk. Is there any business which gives you this? SubhanAllah. 700 times. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha', and for whomsoever Allah wishes, He can increase. This is the minimum stated. Maximum, Allah knows how much He can grant. Maybe 10 times, 70 times, 700 times, and even more than 700 times. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha'. Give. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be generous. Mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Mirror the great Sahaba ikram, Ali ibn Ridwan, awliya Allah, their footsteps. These great people, they did not have love of this dunya in their hearts. They did not have love of wealth in their hearts. They would think of others. They would help others. They would give to others. The needy, those that are in need. Because this is what the blessed seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's life, the best role model in front of us, demands that we should also follow the footsteps of our Kareem alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, and we should also increase the love of generosity in our hearts. Because generous person is liked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Liked by people. He is closer to Jannah. The miser person is disliked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is closer to Jahannam and is far from people also. So decision is ours. What do we want to do? Do we want to be amongst the generous ones, or we want to be amongst the list of misers? This is what we need to understand. I need to reflect upon this. What should we do? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that what we learn, we also follow. In the end, we include one segment, follow and revive. Let's take the final segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, in follow and revive today, we'll be learning, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, the sunnah of shaking hands. Last episode, we also discussed that. We'll do some more, insha'Allah, and its etiquettes and sunnah. When two Muslims meet, it is sunnah for them to shake hands using both hands after saying salam. Some people, they just shake hands with one hand, some just put forward their fingers, right? Some they just wave, some they don't even shake hands. So what is the right way? Shaking hands with both hands is sunnah. And after saying salam, so first you have to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You have to shake hands with both your hands. say salam when leaving as well. So we know it is sunnah when we meet and greet first time, we say assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you say complete, you get more reward. Right. But very few know that when you are leaving at that time is also sunnah to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say goodbye, see you later. Right. So there are other phrases which we normally use. Allah Hafiz, Khuda Hafiz. These are the phrases we use it. Okay, fair enough. If you want, you can use. But first you should say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When you are meeting first time, and when you're leaving. Both occasions, this should be the case. Alhamdulillah, today we learned this. And you can also add a dua while shaking hands, if possible, recite following dua. What is that? Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. Right? May Allah forgive me and you. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. And if you remember, send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim too, after salam. Shaking hands, giving this dua, and recite, inshallah, durood. Before you depart, your sins will be forgiven. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting, fascinating topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.